During the past year, the music program, both choral and band, have gone through many changes. A new band director, Walt Young, was hired at the beginning of the last school year, and the choral director, Alex Younger, was hired at the beginning of this current school year. After being used to a choral director that has been around for over 25 years, this is a whole new atmosphere for the students involved in the arts. After only a month at Sterling, choral director Alex Younger has shown that he is here to bring the program to a whole new level.
Hi, I'm Ryan Smith.
And I'm Paul McGrady.
And we sat down with Mr. Alex Younger, and this is what he had to say.
What is your choral background, and what made you choose choral directing as a career?
I've been in choirs pretty much my whole life. I started out when I was young in my elementary school choir, and did my church choir when I was a kid. I really liked music growing up. I was actually primarily an instrumentalist up until I got to high school, and some of my friends convinced me to join the choir there, and I thought it was really fun. I loved the choral director. It was really the teacher that made the biggest impact on me, and I think that's really why I chose choral conducting, is because my choral director, when I was in high school, made a big difference in my life, and made it so that I really wanted to keep on doing music. So that's kind of my goal, is to inspire students to do the same thing. I got to college for music. I was a vocalist, and I really enjoyed the idea of just having control over a large group of singers and being able to do what I want with a song, and make it the way that I want it to be. And there's something special there that happens when you're in control of a group and you're making music in a really cool way with choral repertoire. So that's what I want.
Knowing that a choral director worked at the school for over 25 years, how do you come in and make an impression on both the administration and the students?
Well, I mean, what the previous person did here was amazing. He built a great program. He developed a reputation for himself. When you think Sterling High School music, you think of that man, and I am obviously reaping a lot of the benefits of his hard work over the last 25 years and a lot of the talent that he brought up. So I'm really benefiting a lot from that, and I think the administration knows that I'm brand new in the profession, and that that they shouldn't expect me to just take off running with the program and just keep on going in the same direction as him. We have different styles, we have different tastes, different ways that we approach music education, and I think the biggest thing for me is to bring something fresh in, something new, something exciting, make sure that I'm treating all the students with respect and with care. I think that's one of the big things, is when you have a new teacher come in anywhere, no matter what subject you're doing, you have to be able to show the students that you really care about them, you really care about their success in your class. The way that I'm intending to make an impact or a influence on the administration is just doing what I've been doing. This is what I do best in life. This is definitely what I'm cut out for. So it's really just taking the program and running with it the way that I want to run with it. It's a lot like, you know, if you have a team and you're getting a new head coach in, you know, people bring you in to do your thing. They bring you in to set in motion your philosophy of what you want to do. And that's what I like. I mean, I enjoy doing the choral stuff. I enjoy implementing modern music into my classroom and using that to teach lessons. And I think that gets the kids excited. So,
Being new here at Sterling, what's one of your favorite things about Sterling so far that's like unique or different from anywhere else that you've been, or why you like it so much?
I like the student body. The students, I think, they're a very smart group of kids and very well disciplined. They have good families behind them, so I feel like there's just all the support in the world here, and that makes a huge difference in my job. That makes it a lot easier for me. I think being that I'm rather young, I think we understand each other better, me and the students, that is, and we're able to connect on a certain level that maybe an older teacher might not be able to connect on. So that's really what I like. I love the student body here at Sterling High School. It's refreshing for me and where I am in my career, and I'm just having a blast with it.
What do you feel you can bring to the table, like as the new choral director here?
Well, Silvertones really is the big thing this year. I've taken over the Silvertones group, which is the majority of my students. So I have about 40 or 42 in Silvertones, and that's those students are the ones that I have the most contact with, and that's kind of my pride and joy. It's kind of like my varsity choir, if you would. And I think really taking them in the direction of, instead of doing your traditional show choir repertoire where, you take music from, back 40s, 50s, 60s, and you do it now with fancy costumes and things like that, I think what I want to focus on is doing more modern music with them that still has good musical taste and educational value, and doing that in a new kind of way, and take the show choir mentality and push it forward into the future, as opposed to relishing and celebrating what happened in the past. So that's one way. Another way, I really like incorporating technology into my classroom. I'm currently working on setting up a little studio in here. So I want to always be able to be on the forefront of technology, so my students can have direct access to parts that they can rehearse to, things like that. I want to do trips. There's so much there that I'm excited to bring here. So,
how do you get students that you just met to really buy into your system, and how do you build a rapport with students you just met?
It's a great question. Every student's different, obviously. Some students are just naturally going to be, happy, and they're just going to want to be around. For example, Paul here is in my class right now. He chooses to do an interview with me, not because I did anything special, but just because I'm doing what I do best, and I'm being the best teacher that I can. Other students might not have as easy of a time connecting with teachers, and that's the big thing when you teach. If anybody who goes into college for teaching knows that it's definitely an art. It's a science too, but it's definitely an art, and you have to know how to connect with each and every student. Sometimes it's developing a relationship one-on-one with them and asking about their day, asking about what they're going through in life, what sports teams are involved with, where they're from, what their story is. But any amount of investment that you put into your students is going to return positively for you.
Did you teach prior to coming to Sterling? And if you did, what's the difference from that environment to like Sterling now?
I taught at a charter school in Northeast Philadelphia. It was very different than Sterling High School. I worked primarily with inner city at-risk students in a high school setting where I was teaching general music and bucket drumming. So for one, I'm teaching vocal music now, which is very much different than percussion music. I'm dealing with a different kind of student body, so I was talking here earlier about how refreshing it was that I'm with a student body that comes from, strong backgrounds and students who are trying to succeed academically. And the goals for a school like Sterling High School are not like the goals for the high school that I worked at before. Both are great, and I learned a lot last year. But the school I was at last year had a lot of issues, not just with, the students coming in with their own personal things that they're dealing with, but with administration and just how the school was run. And I don't want to go into too much detail, but there's just a lot of stuff there that really needed to get worked out so that teachers there could have a better quality of life.
When you got here, was there anything that you wanted to change immediately that you didn't like about what has been going on here at Sterling?
Well, yes. I've heard that the choir and band have for a long time been on opposite sides of the wall, and that was okay with everybody. And coming in and developing a relationship with Mr. Young has been really, really great for me, and we're both on the same page about things, and we really want to get our students involved in both things and as many things in performing arts as possible. That's one thing I really, really wanted to change right away. Another thing too is I've learned that the students in the choral program are unfamiliar with reading music, and I think reading music is one of the greatest things about music is that it's a language. And it's really the reason why we have music in school. I mean, if you think about it, and if you ask any student on the street, why is there music in school? They'll probably say something like, oh, well, it's fun, or it gives me something to do, or it builds relationships with other people. But for me, that's not really why music is in school. That's not the educational value of music. It's being able to read and learn and interpret and speak another language. And in order to do that, you got to start with reading. And so music literacy is the biggest thing I educationally that I wanted to change about this choral program.
How do you think the students perceive your teachings so far?
I think they think I'm weird. and I love that. Well, at least I hope they think I'm weird, because if the way that I act in class is normal, then I don't know where they're coming from. I'm just myself in my classroom. I like to be silly and be ridiculous and talk about relevant things and give my opinion on things and just be a normal person and show students how, you know, what it's like to grow up and not so much, you know, grow up and get mature and get a real job and things like that, but just let them know that, you know, we're all artists in my class, and artists are just a different group of people. They're not your normal, you know, 9-to-5 workers. We're creative and we get dirty and we make mistakes and laugh about it and develop relationships. That's the kind of person that I am, and I want my task is to kind of show the students who I am as a person and not just hide behind a facade of being a teacher.
We all know that the musical is coming up, and what's your thoughts on it, and how do you plan on making a big impression as being one of your first projects here?
Well, this is going to be my first musical that I'm music directing, so I'm really excited about that, but it's also a little bit daunting. We're doing West Side Story this year, so that's my first show that I am music directing, and anybody who knows music or who knows musicals knows that West Side Story, it's a bear of a musical. It is very difficult to handle, and so the way that I am approaching it is with Miss Murray. We've been talking about this for a month and a half now. We started as soon as I started here. We began talking about the musical, and I think our proactiveness is what's going to really be our best friend in the end. I think that's really going to be the reason why this year the musical is going to be better than any other year. We're getting started with auditions earlier than ever. I'm getting audition materials ready earlier than ever. I've put flyers up for auditions, which several people have said they've never seen before here. I'm hoping to get as many students involved as possible. I have fundraising ideas for it so that we can have more money to work with, to hire other people, to help out. I'm just really excited about the musical. Musical theater is my thing. Other than choral directing, musical theater is my thing. So I am super excited to be able to take a more of a directing role and have something that's really my own.
What are your plans this year for competitions, like pertaining to really the Silvertones?
Good question. I can't go into too much detail because nothing is in stone yet. We're thinking of a couple theme park places. We're both Mr. Young and I are trying to collaborate on where to go and what to do specifically. We know that competitions are very important to the students of Sterling High School, so we are taking it very seriously. This year, we're looking at a few places that aren't too far away, but aren't too close where it, you know, it's kind of lame that you're driving down the street. We're not thinking about that kind of competition. We're still thinking about going some places. We had some event conflicts with competitions that we've done before. There's one competition I wanted to do that was right in the middle of musical season, like a week before the musical, so we can't do that one. It's just too close. But a couple other ones that come up in May that look really good. They're not too expensive. And in the future, though, we hope that we can look at bigger venues and go different places and maybe, you know, spend the night somewhere and really have a good time. But most of all, we want to find a place that has... If we're going to do a competition, we want to make sure that they're judging us on the right criteria and they're doing a good job of judging. And not just judging, but also developing. I want my students more than anything to grow from the experience and not just be evaluated. Because what we need in choral music is not just another test. We don't need to be made like other subjects where it's just tested. If we're going to go somewhere and compete, we want to be helped. We want to be made into something better.
Last question here. What are your goals in the future and where do you want this program to go?
Well, I want to be here for a while so far. I like it. I want this program to... I obviously would like more students in my program. That's my biggest thing. And so we're exploring different ways to get out there and show students that, hey, you know, there's something new, there's something fresh here. It's really good and it's fun. I would like to build up a choral program, the concert choir that is bigger in size than it is right now. So right now what we have is we have a Silvertones program, which is a show choir, and it's the bulk of my students, and we have the concert choir, which is a very small amount of students. And ultimately, what you really want in a choral program is your concert choir to be the centerpiece. You want that to be the most amount of students, and any groups on the side should be like a more select group, a more specialized group, so that they can do more challenging or more specialized repertoire. Ultimately, I think I mean, at this point right now, I haven't really put too much thought into it, but I love the idea of having a show choir. I love the idea of having a concert choir. I think another group would be really nice to add in there. Maybe a jazz choir or a men's / women's ensemble. Maybe a chamber choir. Who knows right now? But definitely another kind of specialized ensemble would be really awesome.
That was Mr. Younger on his new arrival and where he sees his program going.
Now we sat down with Mr. Walt Young and discussed his new view on the band program here at Sterling High School. What do you feel you have brought to the table so far as the new band director?
Well, when I inherited the job last year, I inherited 19 students. And at the end of last year, we were able to build it up to 27. And now the current marching band is 39 members. So I think the biggest thing that I brought to the table, the biggest thing that I've contributed to, is the growth of the program in terms of actual numbers of students that are involved with the program. I also think I've brought in an atmosphere that you would consider fun. If you've ever been to one of these football games or one of these performances for the band, whether it's concert band or marching band or jazz band, you're usually seeing smiles on the kids' faces because everyone is enjoying their experience and they're proud of what they're doing. So I think the atmosphere, the attitude, and the growth of the program is what I've brought.
What are your plans for the rest of the year dealing with competitions?
Well, we just finished up our cavalcade competitions that that happen every single year throughout the fall. There are four of them. In 2 weeks, on November 9th, we're actually going to be going to Hershey Stadium up at Hershey Park for our cavalcade championships, and that is our final marching band competition for the 2014 season. When that is over, jazz band usually starts up probably early December in through January and February, March, and we're going to start competing in cavalcade jazz. We're probably going to go to about 6 or 7 competitions in the spring, and then the concert band will also participate in 1 or 2 competitions, especially at the Music in the Parks Festival, both at Hershey and at Six Flags.
How do you plan on working with Mr. Younger or anything during the year?
Well, that's an interesting question, because every time, or ever since he came on board, I feel like I've been working with him every single day, whether it's with the curriculum and aligning it and making sure that we're on the same page in terms of what we're teaching about and how we're teaching it. But he also has come on with the marching band. He's been an assistant director for us this year. And, you know, a lot of the things that he's skilled at really enable him to bring a different viewpoint than maybe I would with the marching band. It's good to have someone else's opinion in that room. Going forward, I'm hoping that we're going to be involved together with the musical. That's going to be his baby, but I'll certainly be supporting him through that. And actually, any ensemble and every single concert that we put together, we're going to be coordinating our repertoire and bringing the ensembles that we have together as one, so we can have one experience that everyone can share together.
Going with what just happened in the Miss America parade, could you talk anything about that or anything you're doing in the community as of right now?
Well, we're constantly outreaching to the community. We constantly are having community performances, whether it's a fall festival, it's October right now, or whether it's a Christmas parade that's coming up, we're going to be doing one in Collingswood. But the Miss America parade in particular is a pretty big deal in that it's a nationally televised parade. I mean, you have bands from Texas that have, you know, 200, 300 members that come all the way out to participate in this nationally televised parade. And the parade itself, it's quite long. It's about 2.5 or 3 miles in length, all the way up and down the boardwalk. And it just so happened that the weather this year was a pain in the butt, to put it gently. It rained nonstop ever since we were there. So it was a difficult task, but an extremely rewarding task. And that all the students and all the kids that, you know, came together and created their show for that parade got to have this awesome experience. And they got to say, hey, we were on TV, we promoted Sterling. And everyone kind of got to see what we were about.
And finally, what are your goals in the future, and where do you want to take this program?
Okay, so my goals for the program is growth, 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 and once and as we continue to grow, increasing the quality of the material that we're putting out and increasing the quality or bettering the quality of the educating that's happening and the students' experience. Right now, I think we're on track to probably grow the program to 45 to 50 students, and realistically, in a school size of 945, I think the goal of a 60-person marching band, and when I say marching band, I mean kids that are also involved in the concert band and jazz band, I think 60 is a strong number where we can really start to get those 60 individuals that are involved to really hone in on their skills and become really great players. I mean, I want these kids to have the kind of experience where if they wanted to continue professionally, whether it was I want to go to college for music, or I want to teach, or I want to perform, I mean, I want to get those kids to be able to be prepared to do that. With that being said, I don't think that that's a necessity. I think as long as kids are learning to love music, learning to appreciate music, and have it be a part of their life long term, then I've done my job. So that's where I really see the future of this program going, just involving more and more students and improving the quality of what we're doing.
After talking to Mr. Young, we decided to get some perspectives from the students on the recent changes. We sat down with 4-year Silvertones member Caitlin Huskin and got her opinion on the new program. What creativity do you think the new choral director, Mr. Younger, brings to the table?
I think he, rather than really creativity, he brings a new teaching style than what we were used to before. He has, being so young, he brings a very upbeat and fun way of learning music, and we're actually learning in depth about music. And I like how he does different things. Like, it's never the same thing over and over again. And he does different warm-ups and teaches us how to correctly use our voices. And I think that's something we really needed in our program.
How do you feel changing instructors during your senior year? And how do you think it will affect your senior year as a whole in this program?
I think the transition actually went pretty smoothly. The original plan with having Macus leave in February, I feel like would have been a lot different and probably would have had a completely different outcome than how it's been going. I feel like the program needed it and it needed a fresh face. We needed someone new to come in and critique what we had been doing and improve upon it, and affects my senior year as a whole. Obviously, we had been used to Macus, and on some parts, there are some things that I prefer he did, like I prefer how he did. Like, we had traditions for years past in the Silvertones department, and now Mr. Younger is bringing a new twist on it. But I do like how he's very open-minded and will do the things that we have done in the past.
How has Mr. Younger helped the choral program so far with only his little time here?
I think he's been able to improve us a lot in the amount of time that he's been here. We had a good background before, but now he's teaching us like really valuable things. Like, he's teaching us how to read music, and he uses solfege to teach us how to move our voices up and down and be able to follow music rather than just memorize a line, so that now we're able to sight read. And then he also teaches us dynamics so that our Silvertones show, from what it was in the summer to now, has like vastly improved.
What are the main differences between how the choral program was run in the past and how it is ran now?
I think the main difference is more learning based. Like, right in before, it was like learn as many songs as possible, learn dances to them so that we can put on a long and good show full of stuff. But now, Mr. Younger focuses on one song for a lot longer, and we learn how to read the song. And one of the songs we're doing this year is a cappella, and it sounds really good. And that, so it takes a long time to learn. So our show may be shorter, but the quality of how we're singing is a lot better than what it used to.
After talking to Caitlin, we decided to talk to Beth Young, another 4-year Silvertones member. What creativity does Younger bring to the table?
Well, he's definitely brought newer music. When we had our former choral director, we did a lot of older pieces, foreign pieces, but now we do more modern, we do more upbeat, uplifting. We learn more about what the notes mean, more rather just singing them and trying to get right on pitch.
I know it's your senior year here at Sterling. Is it a big change getting a new instructor your senior year, and how you think it's going to be effective towards the whole program?
Not exactly. He came in with an open mind, and anything that we had as a tradition or a ritual, he was open to, and we taught him. So he taught us things, and we taught him things. That was pretty cool.
Mr. Younger just recently got here, but what has he done so far for everything as a whole?
He taught us how to read music, not only sing it. I don't know how to read music at all, but I'm starting to understand, and I'm starting to learn more about music as a language, not just as a thing.
So I know he's only been here for a short time, but what is the main differences between how the choral program was run in the past and how it is run now?
We take our time with pieces. We don't try to rush through. He wants to make sure they're thorough and they're neat, and he focuses more on the dynamics and the little details of a song rather than just plopping at, like, how many we have. He doesn't worry about the quantity. He worries about how, like, the quality. He worries about how good the songs are rather than the more songs that we have.
Well, thanks for your time, Beth Young, senior here at Sterling High School.
Thanks, Ray.
That was Kaylin Huskin and Beth Young, who have both been in the choral program for 4 years. Well, that wraps up our time here. Thank you for joining us. I'm Ryan Smith.
I'm Paul McGrady.
And you listen to Choral Crossings here on
WSHS Sterling High School Radio.